Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
Lord, we're so thankful Jesus did pay it all. So we owe all to Him. We just makes a difference in our lives when we recognize that, Lord. All belongs to You. We owe it all to You. But Lord, You just give us Your grace freely and cover us freely with Your blood, with Your love, with Your forgiveness, with Your blessings, with Your favor, setting us free. Thank You, Lord. Fill in our hearts with love and joy and peace, patience and kindness and all the good stuff, all the fruit of the Spirit, all the gifts of the Spirit, Lord. You've given them to us. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, we've got a special guest you probably didn't know about, but he's sitting right up here, so I know he's here, and he's about to come up here. His name is Greg Fox, and he's been a friend of mine for, I don't know, several years. We've known each other. He is the director of the West Tarrant Chamber of Commerce, and that takes in all of us, and all the way over to Camp Bowie. So he's a busy man, and we're sure glad you took a little time to come over. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in the community, and if you've got a question for him, he's going to take it after he finishes sharing with us a little bit. We'll have some question and answers. So come on up, Greg. God bless you. Thank you so much for coming. Yeah.
Thank you, Pastor Steve. Thanks. Yeah, we've known each other for 11 years.
Is it that long?
Yeah, well, you know, those were the days.
Yeah. That's right.
Thanks for the microphone. Now I feel real big.
Yeah.
And I'm standing way up here. Woo. Anyway. So, ladies and gentlemen, you'd like to know what's going on, wouldn't you? It's a human trait to want to know what's going on. And I wanted to know what was going on in this church. So when Steve called, I went, what a great idea. So I'm going to interact with you. If you have a question, I want you to just throw up that hand, blurt it out, whatever you'd like. Lord knows we've been on this world long enough that we all know we're accepted, right? Okay. By the way, there is a map of the area that you can get at the Chamber of Commerce, the Northwest Tarrant Chamber of Commerce, over there by the post office. It's free, and we try to keep Staples busy with these things, but every time we take about 200 down there, they disappear. So must be a reason. It's probably pretty good. I'd invite you to go get one. So kind of an overview, if you will, about what the county judge and the North Texas Council of Governments have developed over the last couple of years and are forecasting a growth that's going to live long after we're all gone. By the way, I'll be 70 in May. Yeah. Oh, thank you. I've already figured out how I'm going to make it to 100. Now, this sounds kind of weird, but on my phone there's a calendar, and I've set an appointment to go see my doctor that day. So I believe in keeping appointments, and I'm going to keep that one. That's unless they want to take me home quicker. Okay. So the North Texas Council of Government and the county judge put together this little cheat sheet for me. Right now, the 2010 study proved that the population of this northwest sector is 289,017 souls running around. That was back then. That is all of Precinct 4, which goes from downtown Fort Worth up 199 over to the base and all the way up over to White Settlement and all the way up towards Azle. So here's the real shocker. By 2014, 642,672 souls are going to be living right next door to us, right here. And the reason they did this study was to find out where in the world they were going to put all the roads. And you know who else has got to know about this? The school district. And our little school district over here with one high school? There are going to be three high schools by then. Maybe four. 2040. Now by 2020, the population growth in this district alone is going to grow by 122%. So, yeah, it's kind of scary in a way, because all our cities and all of our taxpayers are going to have to kind of cover the growth. And you've seen it happen here in Lake Worth over the last 12, 15 years. Could anybody tell me what was the first major company to move into our area? I'll give you a clue. They took over half of our park. Any idea? No, that's close. You're getting there. Yeah. She knows that history. Home Depot started it all. And it was because the community went to Georgia 3 years in a row and said, "You're foolish if you don't come to Lake Worth." And then they worked a deal with them to take the north side, northwest side of 820, because 820 cut our park in half here. Now, we've got a great park still, but they were looking for a location that took care of the folks that were coming in from Weatherford and Points West, because they knew there wasn't anything out there and they wanted to be in that traffic pattern. And as it turns out, two more years later, they said yes. And guess what happened right after that? Everything. We just blew up. The Lowe's came in for sure. All the stuff up, we call it on the hill. Let's see. The newest one that's coming in, doesn't have anything to do with building houses, it has to do with feeding your belly, is Fuzzy's Restaurant. And they're going to open the end of March. If they don't hurry up, they might have to wait a little bit longer, but that's what they're saying. Then there's Dairy Queen that's been roaming around our area for months and months, almost a year now, looking for a good spot. So that'd be kind of fun to get a little Curly Q ice cream cone. Remember those? Oh, yeah. Got to go all the way to Azle to get one now. And they're very proud of them. Anyway, guess what the employment's going to have to be in the 2040 segment of this area? Just in our district alone, there's going to have to be 385,604 jobs. You know what that means? Yep, we're already seeing apartments popping up everywhere, right, for people to live. There'll be a lot of them that'll be working for suppliers that are around the base and Lockheed Martin and all that direction. And this is a great place to live. But the growth, primary growth, you're already seeing what's happening between the bridge and Azle. They're preparing for that traffic right now. And if you drive out that way, if you've ever gone out that direction, just kind of roamed around, all those family farms and ranches are selling off and they're developed into housing, and some of it's pretty expensive housing, wouldn't you agree? Guess what's going to happen then? There's going to be apartments out there. There's going to be all kinds of growth. Let's just say there's going to be a lot of retail that goes between here and Azle. And you know how when you go into like North Richland Hills and then over into Hearst and Euless, Bedford area, you can't tell one city from another except for the police cars and the color of the street signs, right? Yes, sir. So if you moved out of town or if you've got a house here, well, you're going to be having some new neighbors. And I was talking to a realtor last week, Renee Kohler. I'm sure you probably heard her name. She's been around here. She was a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, curly little-haired girl running around in a Jeep when she was 19 selling houses. And she's still doing it. Well, I asked her, I said, well, how's the growth going to happen? And she said, well, all the houses that we have in our market, and she's not just talking about Lake Worth, are going to be some of the most valuable pieces of property that you can get. And I said, well, we wouldn't be the exception, though, would we? I mean, you know, it's growth is going to happen through here. She said, no. Based on our studies, and this is Keller Williams, guys, I don't mean to frighten you. I really don't. But they're going to be redoing 199 all the way to downtown, and all that commercial real estate that's on both sides going to go up, multi-story. So watch for the future. Know it's going to happen, whether we're around to see it all or not. But Benji here, he's going to be there, right? Yeah. Your kid over there, he's going to be doing it. He's going to be around here. Anyway, so that's the scariest part. But to give you an example, between 2010 and 2040, that's a change of 353,655 souls. Yeah. And public transportation won't do it all. But here's what's happening below this area. 183 that goes through River Oaks. River Oaks is going to have to invest $15 million in just redoing their water system on the main drag. And that's going to soak up pretty much all they've got in their revenue reserve. And then TxDOT's coming in, and they're going to turn that whole corridor into a European left-turn, right-turn kind of thing. And I'm sure I almost said ran into... I'm sure you've seen the traffic circles appearing in the area. That saves the taxpayer about $80,000 to $90,000 for every one of those that they don't have to have a traffic light at. So as we get more and more growth, you're going to see more and more of those things. And they're very popular in Europe. Most of those traffic circles in Europe are out in the broader rural area. You can be going 70 miles an hour, go around a circle, and keep going 70 miles an hour. So that's going to have to be the way transportation is going to be for the individual driving from point A to point B. So that's, by the way, a 123,000% growth. Wow. And only a 70% growth in employment. Interesting, huh? Right now, our population in 2017 is 142,672 people in this district, and only 71,000 jobs. Wow. More information. White Settlement is going to be going through some major changes. They've got houses over there that were built, you know, post-war. We've got them down in the Oaks area as well. That's all going to change, all of it. And if you, anybody in the room live down in the Oaks area, the Indian Oaks? No? Well, right now, if you did live down there and you were going to sell your house, the city of Lake Worth would make whoever's buying your house bring it up to code. By the way, a code changes about once a week. So who knows what that's going to turn into as we move forward. I don't mean to be a harbinger of doom. I don't think it's doom. I think it's exciting, really. If you take your home right now, if you remember what you paid for it and what the market can offer you now, you have basically doubled, sometimes tripled, the value of your home. Anybody under 65 in the room? One, two, three, four, five. Okay. Well, fortunately, it looks like our taxes are going to be frozen, right? So we won't have to worry about the increases that are coming, demanding more tax money. And I won't get it political, but our lieutenant governor wants it to stay that way. So anyway, there is a group that was formed about 2 years ago that you probably ought to know about. It's called the West Tarrant Alliance. And it is everything from Benbrook all the way up through Azle. And the whole purpose of that group is to project for the future, communicate amongst the cities and amongst the nonprofit organizations that are involved in all those areas, and try to prepare for the future. And they're always looking for people who are interested in what's going on, volunteers, to go and speak to other organizations in the area. So if you're interested in doing something like that with the information that I'm imparting today and a lot more, or just attending their quarterly meetings, see me or talk to this guy here. He'll have the information when I get ready to give it to him. Pastor Steve happens to be one of the most communicative type individuals I know. He has no stranger in his life. And sometimes I think he's a little strange. You know, guitar and all that, you know. His hair used to be down to here. Did you know that? I'm lying. But then yeah, me too. here's some more interesting things. In front of Parker Products, does anybody know where Parker Products just built a building? Down the hill from Starplex Cinemas. That building down there next to, that backs up to Indian Oaks. That's Parker Products, and they are a food ingredient manufacturer and distributor. Yeah, the one with the funny paint, orange things looks like, I don't know what it looks like, but we're happy they're there because there's 200 new jobs there. Up the hill a little bit. No. Let's go towards the freeway. We're going to have a Service King. So if you do a fender bender, there'll be a place to go. We've got, of course, a local guy who does a terrific job on the pretty close to the bridge. I can't remember his name, I'm sorry. But he's been around doing that for decades. But that's what's going on over there. And let's see. You've seen the apartments pop up over here, but you know there's nobody living there yet. You know why? Yes, it is. They brought in contractors from out of state, and they didn't do the plumbing right. Yeah, that's what I was told. So they're retrofitting all the buildings to make it work, but it's really not helping. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Not right now. I talked to them over in Plano at Costco's. And by the way, Costco's is a longtime member of the chamber here. Good people. And they said they have plans to come to the West sector, but they really don't know exactly when the tipping point is population-wise. And that's what they're looking at. Is they're kind of a regional organization. They're not like, well, Sam's used to be like that. You could drive 30 miles to go to a Sam's and do your shopping and go home with, you know, 10 boxes of, 15 things of one soap or another, all in one container. Well, Costco's a little bit more unique in that you can buy two or three things in one box. But anyhow, was talking to them. They think that by the year 2022, 23, they will be over here somewhere, but they're just not really sure. Now, they moved up to Alliance and opened up there. Well, it's been 2 years, 2.5 years right now. And, of course, the first one was way down south. And they're choosing traffic patterns that make sense for them so people can actually get to their stores. And I have a feeling with Walsh. You guys know about Walsh? Okay, well, I'll get to that in a second. With a lot of growth coming out on the west side, they'll probably position themselves on the other side of White Settlement, which is still closer. But the property values are going up over there, too. So the every year they wait, it costs them more. Let's see. Yeah, Walsh, yes. Walsh is the old Walsh Ranch. As a matter of fact, Interstate 20 and 30 cut right through the center of it. It was like almost 4,000 acres. And now the family is finally letting loose of that. And they're building 40,000 homes out there. And all retail to support that population. Yes, it is. Yeah. But if you drive out on the interstate and you see the big white overpass or the bridge, that is the beginning of Walsh. So, yeah. And that's not even in this study I was telling you about. They predict that by the time 2060 is that between here and Weatherford is going to be, do you know what means?
Solid.
And I believe that's going to happen too. And that means that Willow Park and all that. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Let's see if I'm recalling right. Do you know where Grace Baptist Church is? Okay. And then there's an apartment complex right across from them. And then the county's got their horse barn over on the, a little bit further up, and a little barbecue place across the street. Anyway, back behind there, supposed to cover 300 acres. And the developer has not made it a real public announcement yet. I'm curious as to how you found out. Well, I missed that one. It could be. Star Telegram is... Yeah, yeah. Time will tell, won't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yes, and there is some growth coming there, but it's not as imminent as you might think. The real issue there is the infrastructure. They're trying to get water and all that kind of stuff figured out. Not as big a development as what I was describing. So, again, this region, this county, and counties around us, we're just gonna be big. So, yes, ma'am. Right behind Cheddar's is a Marriott Spring Hill Hotel. Yeah, and that's only one. There's another one, I don't know, I can't remember the brand because they really haven't announced it yet. It's going to be a little further down towards Parker Products on the back side there of Buddha and if you're familiar with the street names. And then there's supposed to be, and a long, long time ago, there was a property sold to a hospital, and they still own that property, and it's up the hill from Brahms on the right-hand side, and they're still trying to figure out how to make that work. They wanted to put in a five-story building there. Only problem with that, anybody want to guess? The planes. That would be too high, and so they won't do it. They won't. Yep, yep. It's just too close to the accident zone, so they don't want that to happen. Yes, ma'am. Gander Mountain. By the way, if you miss Gander Mountain products, all of that product was sold to a clearance place called Overstock and Bargains. It's in North Richland Hills in the shopping center just before you get to 26. It's on the right-hand side where there used to be a movie, like a dollar movie and that kind of stuff. And they took the space of where the furniture store used to be, if that helps you. Gander Mountain, I hear rumors. It could be this. It could be that. And your guess is as good as mine at this juncture. I did talk to the developer of that area up there, and I said, you know, did you lease that land and build that building for him? He said, nope, it's all theirs. And you do understand why it shut down, right? It shut down, not because it was doing bad. That store actually wasn't doing too bad, although I can tell you every time I went in, there was like maybe five people in there. They must have spent a lot of money. No, it had to do with a competitor buying them out on the whole country. And no, it wasn't Atwoods. Want to guess another one? Who's the big guy right now? Bass Pro and Cabela were after it tooth and nail, and Cabela got them. Don't know. Sorry. I know a little bit. What would you like to know? Oh, well, that's because, I've been 2 weeks on the job, and that is my area of responsibility. From 199 all the way down to, you know, what's that little street down there? It's got all the circle and all that. Anyway, the point is that, yes, there are things happening. The Brahms building is being toured right now. Probably done by now. And although Brahms put a restriction on the sale of the building, it cannot be a food vendor of any kind. It's possible that it's going to be an office building or maybe a venue of some sort where they could have meetings and things. Because there's really not, short of the community center, which is, by the way, a really great building, there's not a large enough building to do much of anything over there in River Oaks. Let's see. Big things. Of course, Rivas is gone. There is people looking at that restaurant location. And we need a sit-down restaurant up there somewhere. Fast food, Griff's, all those guys, they're doing okay, but it'd be really nice to have a Panera's. By the way, Panera's is going to be down the road a little bit into, Westworth Village, where all the growth is right there by the base gate. Chipotle's is coming in down there next to Starbucks, like they did up here. And if you haven't been to the mall down there in a while, it's about 40% full of business again. And you probably read about or heard about the aquarium that came in. I did tour it. They're working hard to make it as good as they can. It's a little overpriced right now, but considering what they probably have to pay for rent, it's not bad. It's very unique. They've got some tropical birds even, which I was surprised to see. And they have their anchors back. They've got Penny's and Sears and Dillard's and the theaters over on one side there. And by the way, that's owned by a company out of Dallas. Ma'am? Yeah, Dillard's store. Still got the sign up, says outlet, but they are converting it because they're getting enough traffic again. So you'll start to see some of the newer products end up there instead of the ones that were last summer, you know. I'm sorry, you had a question? Yes, ma'am. Yes. I have talked to the EDC, the development group of Fort Worth, and they have been waltzing them up and down that freeway. they're torn between that location, which they think is a valid one, or 199. Their only fear about 199 is they're going to lose a lot of frontage road when 199 gets redone, and that won't be for another 2 to 3 years. All the way from downtown out to here. They're looking at like 5 properties. Across the street from Walmart, just past Ephraim, is one of the spots. There's a car lot there, and he's considering selling that one because he's got 4, you know. Yeah. Okay, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I'm not supposed to know that. Oh, thank you very much. Let's talk about the new clinic that's coming in on 199. It's between here and Long, and it's the Northside Community Health Center. It's supposed to open the fall of this year. And if you'll go down there now, they've got what they call the red metal frame up. It's on the left-hand side as you go down. It is an expansion from the one they have over by the stockyards, and it is a community walk-in clinic. So as we all get a little bit younger, there's a place you can go. And if you got a catch in the back or your eyes start to go, you can go, I can find this place. Anyway, and I intend on having the CEO of that organization come and talk to my chamber in the next couple of months, so we'll see about that. YMCA Northwest, they're moving. Yeah. They're going to throw in with Eagle Mountain School District's new netatorium and have their building right next door to it or involved in it as that school district starts to grow in the property up there on Marine Creek. So that building that currently houses the YMCA will go on the market right after the first of the year. So that'll be a change. They got tired of people running up into their parking lot, missing the turn. You know, they had too many of them happen. So let's see what else. My advice to you, ladies and gentlemen, is get yourself a Gmail address. Google runs that whole thing. But get the Gmail address, even if you got another one, because things are happening at AT&T and Verizon. They're a little bit shaky. That's a good word, shaky. And that comes straight from somebody at a little company called Microsoft, and they know. And it's my son, by the way, so he knows. 5 minutes, huh? That was 6 minutes ago. Any more questions? Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I like that. Yes, ma'am. Okay, the people who own Cheddar's also own Olive Garden. And they are looking at building next door, going towards the west from them. They're in negotiation right now. They're looking at either closing the one over by the mall that's been there forever and ever, and moving it up here, or with the growth that we've shared with them, they're just going to build another one. Now, that's communication between me and the developer, and I think it's going to happen. With all the stuff that's going on down in there, there's going to be another 8 buildings built. Yes, sir. Yes, they are. Hey, yeah, I know. I had to answer that question. When? It will probably be in the spring or in the early summer is when they're going to start up. Yes, ma'am. Camp Bowie West. Let's see. Yeah. There is a car dealership coming in. Not that everybody needs one of those. There is a marine dealer that's coming in. There's two restaurants that are looking at taking over the German restaurant. They're rumored that the family is willing to liquidate it. They're looking for another German purveyor of foods, which is smart. They've spent all that time and money building that area and bringing people down there. So that's about all I can think of at the moment. I can tell you that there's a move on to have the Dallas Art Institute brought back over and reactivated. That's coming from pretty high up, and it's the people in town that have lots of money who are telling me that. So, yes, where the old, what was it, green something or other? Yeah, right in there where they built that. So, White Settlement, well, of course, Splash Days is now owned by the city. And by the way, the general manager of that, Shelley McCormick, is on our board. And she tells me that the city's very excited about some of the growth that's coming because of that. A lot of those older homes are going to be picked up. Have you ever heard of Texas Flip or whatever that is, where they pick up the house and they take it out there and they redo it? Well, a lot of those houses are going that way. And that leaves the property open. Some of them are combining lots to build one house. But as far as business is concerned, down there on Cherry Lane, there's another possibility of a hotel. I know, but it's right there by the freeway, and of course the school district. That's not the right word. No, White Settlement School District's actually doing pretty good. I think Frank is going to retire. He's the superintendent. The superintendent here retired. We're looking for a new one, and the interim one is awesome. I'd want to go back to school under him, but I like to learn anyway. Steve, thank you for having me here today.
Well, what I wanted to tell you is you don't have to stop your questions, but what we can do is move it over to the multipurpose building. He's going to stay and eat, but he has to leave by at least by 12:15. So let him be first in line, and let him get something to eat, and y'all can tap him on the shoulder and ask him a question if you got it. But thanks again, Greg. That was terrific. We got to have him back. Tell us some more stuff. Yeah. We'll have you back over here 2040, and then you can update us.
I'll be here.
Yeah.
How about that 100th birthday?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You got it. It's on.